Yes, that is true. You're going to experience for yourself. You're going to watch everybody else experience and so gain gobs of experience by watching other people experience it. And then be able, based on that gobs of experience, be able to teach it with confidence and flair. Good. Any other questions by anything covered so far? Okay. So, there's only two steps. After I do this hypnosis with you, and you want to do it on your own, all you do is get yourself in a safe, comfortable position, close your eyes for a few minutes, right? And then do one, two. One, two. One, two. You say this recognition to yourself. Think about what your Delta word is going to be before you get started. And then what you do is you say the recognition and you wait for the echo. Very important point. Do not say the recognition again until you've observed the echo. Thought, feeling, sensation, memory, or picture. We don't want to go, Delta News is my life, Delta News is my life, Delta News is my life. You got to have some thoughts. Now, it doesn't mean that the earth has got to shake, the sea has got to part, and the lightning must crash. It could be a thought like, I haven't thought of anything yet. Well, that's a thought. Okay. Sid?
Is Delta some higher being, or is, could it be like a tree, or could it be a person? I'm not sure.
What is the highest power for good in your life?
What if you don't know?
Time to think about it. This is something worth spending some time and thought on. By the time you're all grown up, you should have spent some quality time with this idea. If you have not, the opportunity has arisen. And I don't care what you think it is. It's perfect for you. But it should be something higher than you. Unless you think that you are the highest source of good in the entire universe.
Well, perhaps, what if you think that that highest source of good is one with you? So that you are capable because that higher source of good permeates you, so you could possibly say...
What do you call that thing?
What if I call it I? I rule my life.
No. Because you're just spinning yourself, you're a dog chasing its tail. Seven path should lift you. So if you go, I renew my life, I renew, you're nowhere. You're just going around in circles, I renew my life, I renew my life, I renew my life. You see? You want to go from where you are now to more than you are now. And you do that by doing this, and so you want to decide to focus on something as being your Delta that is more than you are now.
How about something renews my life until it's revealed to you what that something might be?
Well, what do you mean by that?
That there is something, but I don't know what it is yet.
No word, like the right word. It doesn't jive with you.
You got to figure it out. But if you just call it something renews my life, something renews my life, that's like a big question mark renews my life.
No, if you're saying something does renew my life,
then you've changed the word.
Well, but I would say something renews my life. Something.
Well, it kind of depends on what the meaning of something is. Yeah. If you just call something and it not meaning anything except like a big blank renews my life.
Yeah.
Blank renews my life is going to get you from nothing comes nothing. Okay, so you need to be focusing on, begin with the end in mind. You've got to have Delta represent in some way where you want to go. And I'm not telling you to be spiritual. I'm saying it's easier to do this if you're spiritual. But if you're not spiritual, if you're atheistic, that's fine. People figure it out. Yes, John?
A Ali had asked what about clients who are not spiritual, people who don't believe in anything bigger.
Okay. You guys did get the Seven Path booklet, right? And you did read it, right? Because these things are answered in there. I didn't pass it, you know. Like, for example, they could be philosophical about it. Like, if you thought maybe that love was bigger than you are now. I mean, love. Then go, love renews my life. You see? Whatever you want. But if you just go, you know, me who I am renews my life, then you don't get anywhere. It's just a dog chasing his tail. I had one guy said, kittens. He said, what? Kittens. Like, yeah. I said, no, 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 kittens don't work. He says, but I like kittens. I said, yeah, but it's supposed to be something that lifts you, that makes you greater than you are now. Because kittens make me happy. So you can't use kittens, okay?
I can think of some of the things from my past I would have used.
It's words that make me feel more expansive in my being. And I mean, there are several words that do that, but for me, it's you know, a lifting and an expansiveness.
Okay, remember this is an invitation and an invocation. Mm-hmm. So we really want to focus on some kind of energy that is bigger than where we are now. If that fits what you're saying, then that's good.
I'm seeming to be having a difficult time with the concept of, the delta's not a problem, but the echo issue, if there's nothing or there is something, for how long does that process continue?
Well, what we're going to do is you will set a period of time in which you say, you're going to do this. You say, okay, I'm going to practice my seventh path. I'm going to do it for 5 minutes. Okay. So then you get yourself in a safe, comfortable position, close your eyes, and you go, delta is my life. You never use the word delta. That's just a X equals 2 plus 2. It's just a variable, right? And then you wait until you've had a thought, feeling, sensation, memory, or picture. If you don't have any thoughts, feelings, sensations, memories, or pictures, and 5 minutes passes by, then you would just say it one time.
Now the book, though, I think indicates that the process, like once in the morning perhaps, and then a specified time later.
You're going to do it 3 times a day.
Right, and that's great. That's really good. But again, if there's no echo, I suspect there will be, but if there is no echo, and I'm answering this somewhat devil's advocate, being in your position when I do this, then what does one do, eh?
They've died. You have to bury them. Have the sanitary department come and take their corpse away. Because I believe it is more likely that they are dead than they have sat there for 5 minutes and not had a thought, feeling, sensation, memory, or picture.
Okay, then.
So they've died.
Go to
I hope you already got the credit card.
All right. When we go to recognition two.
Recognition two will be 10 times more provocative than this one.
And that comes at what point in time after this process?
We'll get to that.
Okay. I guess I'm a little anxious.
You know, I'm not going to talk about Delta 2 until you've had experience with Delta 1.
So any thought, even like, I'm hungering in your pizza.
Yes. That would be, see, this word here.
Any.
Any.
This is Delta Force.
I like it.
You gotta have a mind.
Any thought, feeling, sensation, memory, or picture that arises from within you after you say the recognition. Now, it's a funny thing, but most of the time, have you heard any birds crashing into the windows yet? Have you heard any birds knocking on the windows yet? I don't know why, but probably about 90% of the time we do this class, birds are going to come out there. I probably won't do it this time because I'm saying it. Crows particularly, and start pecking on the window and banging into the window.
That's for the dead carcass.
I don't know. Yes, the dead carcass thing. And so you'll think about that. Those technically are not echoes because it didn't really come from within you in response to the recognition. It was something that came from outside of you. However, what you'll do is you'll treat it as if it was an echo and just say the recognition again. If you start thinking about something outside, just say the recognition again. Although technically it's not an echo. Echoes all come from within you.
This is my funnest part. I like this the best. Any other last words or anything? You understand? What I'm going to do is, this is what I'm going to do. This is the warning. We're all going to get in safe, comfortable position. Going to dim the lights a little bit. I'm going to say a little short hypnotic induction to you. If you follow my instructions, you can go into hypnosis. At least hypnoidal. That's fine. Don't go for no profound somnambulism. And the funny thing is the fact that I'm telling you don't have to go to somnambulism, that's probably going to increase the probability that you go to somnambulism because you're not going to try. In fact, if you go into zero hypnosis, it's still going to work. Because then it will work on the order of affirmation. And as you practice the technique on your own, because the technique is hypnotic, you will eventually go into hypnosis. So don't worry about how deep you are. So what I will do is I will do a little group induction, a little bit of deepening, and then I will say, now it's time to receive the first recognition, and I will read a script to you. And you will all get this script. There's a script for each recognition. Each recognition has a script that goes with it that prepares the mind for the acceptance of each recognition. This is the only recognition that I ever say out loud before you receive it in hypnosis. If you ask me, what's the second recognition? I go, oh, come on, tell me. And I won't do it. If I was in a situation where I thought, okay, this person really, really needs this recognition, and they're so fearful that I'm going to say something like, the better you feel, the deeper you go, and the more generous you become, or something like that, then I'll say, look, I'll tell you this one. But I don't give people the recognitions, except for this one, in the waking state, because there's a tendency to reject it. Okay? And I'd rather you be in your most receptive state when you hear it for the first time, just to let it go in. Speeds things up. But if you heard it not in the hypnotic state for the first time, it will just slow the process down. And why slow things down? But all the recognitions, except for that one, are given only in the hypnosis state, hypnotic state. And why do I give this one in the waking state? Because it gives you an idea of what they're like, and I can talk about it, and it helps to build trust when you see what one of them is like.
Just for clarification, excuse me for this, but if we're going to do this for ourselves, and we need the second, third, fourth recognition, we also need to be in a state of self-hypnosis.
Correct.
Can you comment?
What's your question?
I don't understand it.
What don't you understand?
How do we get the second recognition? Is it going to be in the word?
We will rehypnotize you. You're going to get all these recognitions over this next week and a half.
Okay. I was thinking that later on, when we're in our little cubby hole at home, that this is the short version and there's the long.
You're going to get all of them. The short and the long
all
of all nine.
The whole banana?
The whole thing. I said, never do this to anyone. It's far too much, but I have no other option. So today you're going to get the... But some of you will go just about nuts. Sometimes we lose people. But I don't have any other choice. I have to give it to you all so that you can leave knowing the short and full recognitions. It's the worst possible thing I could do.
Okay.
Except to not do it at all. Huh?
So if you ain't dead, comatose or bleed, you graduate.
Yeah. But this is funny. You know, we've had a lot of men quit once we get started. Not a lot of you. When we get to this point, over the next, getting these recognitions. But we've never had a woman quit. We had one try to quit, but she got lost and couldn't find her way home, and she came back. And then she became a therapist and worked for us for about 2 years. So it just wasn't meant for her to quit. Okay. But men, some men are just really afraid of their emotions. And this stuff starts coming up, and they go, I'm out of here. And then they go. Sorry.
Since the word renews is plural, if you have a word in place of delta that's already plural, is that important?
Is renews plural? Do we have any English people here speaking English?
It's plural.
It's not plural.
Well, if you have a plural in the delta part, it would not be grammatically correct to have renews.
It's renews. It's happening ongoing all the time.
It's even a prayer.
Yeah. It's what's called always tense. That means it's true today.
You're saying the gods renews my life?
Yeah.
That's right.
That sounds
awkward. Yeah, but it works this way.
Ideogrammic English.
Just do it. It's okay. There's going to be more grammatically strange stuff to come. I'll guarantee you. And it's worth putting up with a little bit of oddity to get the effect. Simplicity is important here. And it just keeps it simple, and it still works. The gods renews my life.
A lot of echoes.
Cussing me under your breath. You know, the gods renews my life. God, the gods renews my life. Jeez, God, change that. God renew. You know, your echoes are going to be like that for a long time. I think I'm going to punch him in the nose. Yeah. Okay. I had my nose punched before. Okay. Right. What we're going to do is we're going to have a micro mini break. Because you're going to be in hypnosis for a while, and if you need to go pee or anything like that, do that now. Go to the restroom. This is not a good time to go get coffee and tea, because we're going to get right into the hypnosis and it'll just get cold. If you want to trade out that chair,
okay.
And get one of those. I keep these on hand for demonstration. Astra, I'm rethinking what we were talking about. If you'd use a plural for delta, change it to renew. We've dealt with that some time in the past, but it's been a long time, and I think that what you're bringing up is a valid concern. So, like, if you're doing the gods renew my life, that's better.
Yeah.
But in every other case, it should stay the same. I'd kind of let that sink in. Well, that isn't what bothers me, because there's other things that are going to sound awkward, but in that particular case, you're right. And that's a decision we had cleared out before, but I'd forgotten about it. No. Your head would explode. You're going to get about one a day for the first couple of days, and then there'll be a day or two where you get two. Because we just don't have enough days to get one a day. Plus, we'll start adding the full versions, too, as we go along. But today, it's just four words. Now you know why all the tables have Kleenex when you're on here. You're ready, man. This is not about holding it back. This is about letting it go. Okay, you guys, come on back. Time to go. I should have dingled it. Okay, it's really important that we make sure that there's room that anybody can get out that needs to get out. So no doorways can be blocked. Well, suddenly someone might have to throw up or go to the bathroom or something like that, so make sure there's always a clear pathway.
Usually it takes a while.
The first recognition is the easiest, softest one. Is everybody back now?
No. It's whatever you're aware of.
Who are we waiting for?
The permanent memory, though, is in the subconscious mind. So that's what's going to come up. That's where the stuff is at, because it's in the sense of the fire and that.
Slower.
You get slower.
No, but I mean, when he says you have to wait, wait for something to come up. The first thing that comes to mind is whatever you're doing is to me, your consciousness, the stream of thoughts.
Not mine, but it's just their consciousness.
That's percolating up.
And so as it comes up, it's going
to be easier. Okay, you guys, if you have my attention about talking about something very important, it has nothing to do with those people taking it online. This is just for people in my classroom. You guys are about to receive basic chair training. Please give me your attention. So, you guys are probably the nicest chairs you've ever been in as far as a class. They're very cool. We spent a lot of time making these chairs, did a lot of research. And let me tell you about these chairs. If you push up and down on the level on the right, it unlocks it. If you're sitting down and you push on the lever, you go down. If you get out of the chair and you pull up on the lever, it'll go back up. So you got up and down. If you pull straight out on the lever, then it will become a rocking chair. If you push in on the leather, the lever, and you're leaning forward, it will lock in place. What we're about to do is some self-hypnosis. And it would be really nice if you all had a little recliner, but we can't do that. But we got these chairs so that we can have the next best thing. So please keep your attention on me and do not start playing with the chair yet. If you take that chair and you let it go all the way up, you don't have to get out of it, you have to pull it up on the lever and go all the way up, and then pull it all the way out, it will be up and recline. Then, if you wanted to, you could put your feet on the table and it would act like the foot part of a recliner. So you can do that if you want. Please don't leave like black scuff marks on the table, but it's a nice thing to do if you want to. If you don't want to do that, you don't have to. If you happen to have a chair that's available next to you, you can use that for your footstool if you want. So please, ladies and gentlemen, adjust your chairs.
I'm
do you feel about me using this chair for this purpose if I put it
as back? Long as it's put back, and as long as it, you don't block, you know, like if you put it on the other side here or something. Be careful that you're not rubbing against the table behind you, or that when you recline you knock over somebody's coffee.
Pull it out? Can you make it a walking chair?
No, it's out.
Out, yeah, like
out.
See how his out. Leans back now? Yours. You are allowed to help the person next to you once you've got your chair first. Yeah, see if you lean back and then put your calves on the table, it's so nice.
So much stuff. Put it on the floor. You should do this every day.
There you go. See, John's getting this all figured out. Isn't that nice?
Thanks for the help, John.
Straight out. Nope, that was down. You're blocking him in case he has an emergency. Okay. We might have to scoot some chairs back if that's like there you go. Okay, we'll see.
Well, how's that
yeah.
John?
I'm
Yeah. It's working.
What if I pull the table out? We've been walking.
No, it's just I
yes, you're not.
Yeah, I'm
yeah, you're blocking.
You have an emotional reaction. I don't want this coffee to go flying.
That's a good point. It's hot, too.
Let's see. I guess it's going to work. Oh, Lord, save us.
Whenever you do heterohypnosis, you should have your legs uncrossed, hands not touching. When you do this on your own, you can do anything you want. You could roll up in a little ball, you can lay, you can cross your... You can do whatever you want. Okay. So, here we go. If I asked you... Don't start without me. Open your eyes. Jeez.
We're ready. Control freak.
Alright. If I asked you to make a fist and to make a... This is exactly what I do with the class. I'll show you how we do this kind of group induction. If I ask you to make a fist and to make it so tight you couldn't make it any more tighter... You could do that if you wanted to, right? And then if I asked to take that same hand and make it loose, limp, and relaxed, so loose, so limp, so relaxed, I couldn't go any more relaxed. If you had half a mind to do that, you could do that too, right? Nod your head. Good. Now I'd like you to mentally select one of your hands. Not touch it.
And I'd like you, your hand, let your hand go, any one of them, so loose, so limp, so relaxed, it just won't go any more relaxed. Now, decide to hold on to that relaxation for the next few moments until I say you can have your hand back. Now, while holding the relaxation, try to make a fist. Now, if someone had made a fist, I'd say, is it still relaxed? And they would have to say, no. I'd say, aha, we learned something, didn't we? Now let it be relaxed and really hold on to the relaxation this time and try to make a fist until we can get that person. Because we're going to do the eye closure thing, just like in the Elman Banyan induction, with a group. And we can't have some people getting it and some people can't. See? Good. Now everybody take a nice deep breath, exhale, and close your eyes. You can have your hand back. Put it anywhere you want. Now what I'd like you to do is relax your eyelids like your hand was relaxed. And just like your hand won't work, so long as you keep that relaxation in your eyelids won't work. Once you're sure that you've done that, give it a little check to show yourself that they won't work. Good. Stop checking and go deeper relaxed. Now the quality of relaxation you're allowing in your eyelids is the same quality of relaxation I'd like you to experience throughout your entire body. So just mentally take that feeling of relaxation to the top of your head. So the top of your head feels relaxed like your eyelids are relaxed. Now slowly, like a warm wave of relaxation, send that feeling all the way across your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Beautiful. We're going to do that two more times. Once again, take your attention to your eyelids. Let them be so relaxed that they just won't work. Now take that feeling of relaxation to the top of your head. And this time, send it down across your body as if you could actually go 10 times deeper relaxed. Really deeply relaxing this physical part of you. Third time is the charm. Once again, take your attention to the relaxation that you've created in your eyelids. Let your eyelids feel deeply relaxed. Now send that feeling of relaxation to the top of your head. Once again, send it all the way down across your body, this time as if you meant to go 2 times deeper relaxed. The deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more and more deeply relaxed you become. It's just an ongoing process of going more and more deeply relaxed and feeling more and more wonderful. Let it be as if all you cared about right now was how deeply relaxed you could go. And the sound of my voice. Let every sound remind you to go deeper. Every thought remind you to go deeper. Every sensation remind you to go deeper. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 down to 10. And with each number, let yourself go more deeply relaxed. Not just physically, but mentally. 1. Deeper relaxed. Let every number I say help and guide you deeper. 2. Drifting down, floating down, safe, secure, and comfortable. 3. Feeling so good, so fine. Nothing but good feelings in your body. Only good thoughts in your mind. 4. Let every breath that you exhale take you deeper, as if every gentle breath was a step down a staircase of relaxation. 5.
deeper and deeper relaxed. So deeply relaxed, it's as if your body was asleep at night. Six. And you just keep on going. Seven. So deeply relaxed, as if all your mind has to do is enjoy this relaxation and listen to my voice. Eight. Nine. Ten. And now there's three important things we do whenever we do hypnosis together. The first important thing is just listening to the sound of my voice. The second important thing is from time to time, I'll have you think about it or imagine something. The third important thing is I can have you become aware of feelings or sensations. For example, I could have your attention go to your left foot. And your attention goes there, effortlessly, easily. Now your attention goes to the feeling of the air going in and out to your lungs. Easily, effortlessly. Now your attention goes to the feeling of the chair pushing into your back, reminding you that you're safe and secure and all grown up here in my office, in my classroom, here together with your classmates. Once again, I'm going to count, this time from 1 to 7. Because we've come to the part of the session where you begin the practice of self-hypnosis. As we talked about before, we'll be using the concept of delta. When I say the word delta, you change it to your own highest concept or higher power. We will first have you repeat the delta thought or recognition to yourself after me. Then you will repeat it to yourself on your own. When you use the recognition on your own, you will remember to pause after each one and wait for the echo. You will have either a thought, feeling, sensation, memory, or picture. After each echo, gently return to the recognition over and over again, till the time has transpired. The first recognition that you learn is Delta renews my life. Just four words. But we will accomplish a great deal with these four words. And now I count from 1 down to 7. 1, go deeper. The suggestion Delta renews my life will be your hypnotic induction. After I emerge you, I'll ask you to go back into hypnosis. You'll be able to reinduce hypnosis by simply wanting to go back into hypnosis and by repeating, Delta renews my life. 2, deeper relaxed. Delta renews my life is a deepening technique. As you repeat it to yourself and continue to focus upon it, you will be able to go deeper and deeper into hypnosis. 3, deeper relaxed. Delta renews my life is your first hypnotic suggestion. Your subconscious mind knows how you can benefit from doing this. It will use this suggestion to bring about the change according to your own personal highest beliefs, philosophies, and ideals. 4. Delta renews my life is something that you can use every day at any time with your eyes open to bring the power of these recognitions into your life whenever you want them or need them. 5. Continuing to go deeper now. Delta renews my life is an invitation for your higher power to be a part of the process. This invitation will allow that wisdom to be a guide during this process. 7. Delta renews my life will be an invocation of your higher power, allowing that kind of energy to be at work in this process, supercharging it and energizing it and making it one of the most powerful things you could ever do in your life. 7. And only if you like, Delta renews my life could be considered a powerful prayer or meditation. And now, as I say it out loud, say it silently to yourself after me, using your Delta word. Delta renews my life. Delta renews my life. Delta renews my life. In a moment, I will say it 3 more times. Then continue on your own. And after each time, wait for the echo. Delta renews my life. Delta renews my life. Continue on your own with Delta renews my life.
attention returns to the sound of my voice. Now Delta renews my life, is associated with being in the state of hypnosis. Whenever you want to return to the state of hypnosis, all you have to do is get yourself into a position where you can safely close your eyes and relax for a few minutes, and repeat this suggestion to yourself with the intention of returning to hypnosis. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I have a very important instruction for you. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. It is very important, when I get to 3, that everyone emerge at the same time. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. When I get to 3, and not before, and not after, I would like you to open your eyes and emerge. And then I will immediately have you re-enter the state of hypnosis by closing your eyes and doing what you were doing. Here we go. 1. Preparing to emerge from hypnosis. 2. Coming up more and more. And now preparing to open your eyes all at once. 3. Everyone open your eyes now. Opening, opening, opening. If your eyes are not opened, open them now. It's very important that you open your eyes now. Astra, open your eyes. Okay, open your eyes. Everybody open your eyes. Close your eyes. And go deeper. And take yourself right back in by doing what you were doing. Delta renews my life. And just let yourself drift right back in. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Notice how easy it is to take yourself right back in. Delta renews my life until I speak again. delta renews my life. Say the recognition yourself and wait for the echo. Gently, your attention returns to the sound of my voice. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. This time when I get to 3, I'd like you to fully emerge from hypnosis. Then we will talk about the technique. My only concern after you emerge will be to answer questions about the technique. Once those questions have been answered, you'll then be asked to take yourself right back into hypnosis, just like you did before. And you'll be able to, just like you did before. 1. Preparing to emerge from hypnosis. 2. Coming up more and more. Now preparing to open your eyes and to emerge. 3. Open your eyes and fully emerge from hypnosis. And you do feel good, don't you? Now I'm only interested in entertaining one topic right now. And that is the technique. Not interested in hearing what you experienced. I only want to hear questions that, about technique. Because a lot of times you think you understand what I meant until you try it. Any questions about technique, about what constitutes an echo, saying the delta, saying the recognition, anything like that? Yes, Amy.
It seems like they have their two the same echoes in a row, three.
They just are whatever they are. Amy. There are two questions in our office.
Yes. Sometimes my mind wandered and then I realized that. Just go back to the...
Just say the recognition. Sometimes you'll have a thought, feeling, sensation, memory, or picture before you get done saying the recognition. The altar renews my... I wonder if I should buy eggs on my way home from work. Ignore that echo. Finish the sentence and wait for the next one. It's not really much of an issue when it's short like this, but as the recognitions get longer,
that can be an issue. Any other questions about technique? I want to make sure I'm perfectly clear about this. Yes, Ken.
Sometimes you have like cascading thoughts. It started by not having anything, and just back to the echo, then see if there was something that had any relevance.
Relevance has nothing to do with it.
But a lot of it was like chatter.
Those would be thoughts, right?
Yeah.
You mean like, I wonder if I should buy eggs on my way home from work?
Somewhere.
Neutral thoughts.
Okay.
Very important part of the process.
Yeah.
We're not waiting for great insights or anything like that. As soon as you have a whole thought, we don't want to interrupt a thought. We don't want to go, I wonder if I should buy, oh, Delta renews my life. You wait until the period comes. If it's a sentence, let the whole sentence happen. If it's a picture, let the whole picture develop. If it's a scene or a memory, let the whole memory transpire. Then say the recognition again. Don't try to find relevance. That would be a third step. Amy.
Person?
What?
If it's a person?
Well, it would be either a thought about the person, a feeling about the person, a sensation about the person, a memory about the person, a picture about the person, something like that, right? I mean, yes, if you start to think about a person, then that would be a thought.
Okay, so does it be developing a thought? Because sometimes it's just a person, it's
not
a person.
That's a thought, because you just thought of a person. It's amazing how something simple. Anything that comes from within you is an echo. For example, thoughts, feelings, sensations, memories, pictures, scenes from the past, fears about the future, anything. Then you say the recognition again. Kiko?
Can I say, or just, I think about it, that Delta...
You subverbally articulate the sentence. For example, there's a difference between thinking about the ABCs and saying the ABCs. Thinking about a song and going through the words of the song silently in your mind. We don't just think about God renews my life, or Delta renews my life, or love renews my life. We say the words sublingually, actually, is the way they would say it. Without actually saying it out loud, but we would say each word in our mind. Please get yourself in a safe, comfortable position where you can close your eyes for a few minutes and do what you were doing. And let yourself drift all the way back down. As you do, Delta renews my life. Delta renews my life. Continue on your own path. Delta renews my life. Thank you.
attention returns to the sound of my voice. Now slowly, comfortably, at your own rate, emerge. Discussion time. Any questions or comments?
What about saying delta with emotion? Rather than just saying it like as a statement.
You can say it any way you want, as long as it's said with those words. It's important to focus. To be active and not passive. Yeah, fully.
It's a question of when do I say it again? Like, I would have a whole video that I know is going to continue, but during it, I would have a thought that doesn't appear to be related to the image that I'm having, so that when the thought was done.
Once you have a thought, you say the recognition.
Okay. I have multi-stuff of a list of video all at the same time.
It seems so simple when I first explained it. Any other question? Yes.
I was waiting a lot for, like, a long time for a thought or feeling to come, and then I get a kind of like a movie.
So in Earth terms, how long is a long time?
30 seconds to a minute.
30 seconds to a minute?
Maybe not that long. I don't know. Felt long, but.
Let's do an experiment here. I'm going to do 20 seconds, okay? It's about 20 seconds. That's a long time. Not have any movement of the mind. So, but if it takes that long, then it just takes that long. But remember that if you think, oh, I haven't thought of anything yet, or my mind's been very still, or how come I haven't thought of anything yet, those are all thoughts. Nina?
Ali has a question.
Ali?
If an image is persistent, should I say to myself the recognition every time I get aware of it? Should I say the recognition even though I'm not completely sure what the image is, or should I wait until it's
as soon as you have the thought, oh, there's that image again. That's a thought, and you say the recognition. As soon as you have a thought about the image, or if the image is thoughtless, but it goes away, then it is done, and you say the recognition again. Kind of makes you think, huh? Okay, now we're going to get to another part. Sharing. And I'm going to encourage each one of you to talk a little bit about your experience. Because if you do not, there will be a tendency for each one of you to assume that everybody had pretty much the same experience. And there's going to be quite a different variety of experiences. So we're going to do that, a little bit of a sharing, talk about your experience. Oh, before I do that. What did I do? I did induction, deepening, then I read the script for the first recognition, then I let you, I call it, cook on it. Just be there with it for 5 minutes. Then I had a 1 to 3 count where everybody's supposed to merge on 3. Why was that so important? Because I want all of you to open your eyes on 3 so that as soon as you all open your eyes, you can close your eyes again. Why? Because I don't really want you to emerge. Because if you don't fully emerge, what is the probability that you're going to go back into hypnosis? Well, technically, you never left hypnosis. It takes 30 seconds to a minute to fully emerge from hypnosis. So I don't want you to take 2 minutes to emerge. I want everybody to emerge now. Boing. And then what do I do? Close your eyes and go deeper. So actually,
while the student or the client believes they are emerging, what we really do is a deepening technique. Why? Because the mind tends to experience what it expects to experience. So in the first emerging, we don't do a full emerging. We do a partial emerging. So that we can say, good, close your eyes, go deeper. Why do I use a deepening technique? They think they emerged. Okay? And I say, now take yourself right back in, doing what you were doing. So we're going to have 100% success with people taking themselves back into hypnosis. So then the next time I emerge them, I tell them I'm only interested in talking about the technique. Why? Because I want to take 3 to 5 minutes so that they can fully emerge. And then take themselves back in with the full expectation that they're going to be able to go back in. Why? Because they did last time. You see? And this time when they go in, I want to make sure they're doing the technique properly. That's why it's done in that process. Everybody open your eyes now. Open. Open, 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 open. Good. Close your eyes. Go back in. Doing what you were doing. And I left you there for 5 minutes. The third time when you're in, I let you go in and stay there for 10 minutes. Why 10 minutes? Depth of hypnosis, to some degree, is a function of how long you're deepening. So, since you fully emerged that time, if I don't give you more time with it, you'll feel like you didn't go in as deeply. So I let you sit there doing it because it is both self-inducing, self-deepening. So I let you stay for 10 minutes on the second one. So that you can have the experience of going in as deep or deeper than before. So it's, everything is calculated, everything is figured out. We're doing all this stuff for a very specific reason. Any questions about that?
So how long was the entire process then?
Probably about the induction, the deepening, the script. It's probably about 10 to 12 minutes, then 5 minutes, and 5 minutes, and then 3 to 5 minutes for the discussion of the technique. And then 10 minutes. So whatever that adds up to. All right, let's go. Let's share the experience. Sue, what was that like for you?
It was kind of different. I was expecting that I was going to get a quicker changeover of thoughts, and I felt also, like Sid did, that it took quite a long time, but when you did the 20 seconds, it probably wasn't as long as I thought it was. I got images more than anything, about half people and half things, and I found it hard to remember just the 4 words.
Isn't that funny? It happens all the time. So we recommend that inside your book, on like the last white page, there's a place to write these down. You should be writing them down. So it'll say short form, full form, write it down. And then have it open when you do the practice so that you can peek. Can you open your eyes and remain in hypnosis? Yes. So if you forget, you go. Check, close your eyes. Good. Anything else you care to share? Sid?
I had a lot of colors and images first, and then in the middle of it, before you brought me out, it had kind of like a scary moment. Like I saw a brick wall, and then as I got close, like a lot of movies. So I don't know, I was supposed to let the movie run, or and then at the end of it, and then say the recognition, or...
If you have a thought about the movie, like, ooh, that's scary, you just had a thought, and say the recognition again.
Anyway, yeah, it's a lot of that. And I was trying not to go back, but it came back eventually.
You did what?
The scary thought.
You use the word you tried what?
Try not to think of it.
Well, that would not be part of the process, would it? That would be a third step. All we do is we say the recognition, wait for the echo. We don't say the recognition and try not to think of the scary thing. He's got to let whatever comes up come up. Any questions for me? Michael?
I found it to be quite exhilarating and moving emotionally. And Not that I was mad at you or anything, but I didn't want to leave the second time.
Okay, I'm out of here. Yeah.
No, I liked it. I wanted to stay with it. And there were a lot of images, different things. Maybe it was because you said birds, but they were there.
Any questions for me?
Not at this
point. John, have you received any of the recognitions before? Okay, good.
I just felt an emotion come up and then I kind of turned into a physical sensation between something inside my head and
physical stuff?
Yeah, physical stuff.
Any questions for me? We're going to get into this in more detail later. I just want to kind of run through this stuff. We've got a fairly large class, and if I spent 5 minutes with each one, it would be till Thursday. But for right now, I just want you to get an idea of what kind of experiences are happening. Good. Thank you. Mark?
In the first segment, I had some very intense emotions surfaced around fears about my father dying. Mm-hmm. A lot of images have been coming up around him and that death. And what that looked like, and then what role spirit played in that, and then the healing that was available to me in that. So that was really good. And then I had a lot of images about my deceased grandfather. And then in the second segment, I had a lot of colors, and very vivid colors coming out of different bursts after sentences. And that was kind of cool. And then in the third one, I more or less connected with spirit and with my guides and with kind of a spiritual realm, and it was very uplifting.
How did that make you feel?
Really good. Peaceful, healed, content.
Not bad for a few minutes worth of self-hypnosis on
that.
Good. Thank you very much. Kostya?
Well, I was seeing all my family one by one and giving them a hug. But even my ex-wife and her parents. That's what I surprised me much. I had a quiet with him. That's sweet.
Of course, they were running from you. No, I want to hug you. Yes, I know.
And the second half, it was like out of my body and I don't remember too much, because it was like a dream. I say something, I saw something, I said, what I was doing here, but I don't remember. So then I said the recognition again. And
you don't have to remember. Yeah, you say the recognition, wait for the echo, whatever happens, happens. Then you say the recognition, wait for the echo, whatever happens, happens. Easy. Okay, any questions for me?
Yes, do I have to hug everybody when I go home?
No, you do not.
Okay.
This is something that can be done in the privacy of your own mind. And the safety of your own mind, yes. Mitch?
I had some nice images, but the thing that I really noticed was just the chair. It was like it melted into the chair. I mean, I couldn't differentiate my body from the chair. But unfortunately, this chair is a little short for me, mm-hmm. So I noticed a little bit of pain in my neck.
Scoot down a little bit.
Back. But there was pain in my back, too, so this is scooting back.
What you can do is, like there's blankets and stuff around, roll them up, put them back here. That'll push you forward, still give you the support, and your head can go down a bit.
That's overall fantastic. Very nice.
Thank you. Gabrielle? Tell me all about it.
Me?
Yeah?
I think for me, I think the second time was probably there. It was almost like it was very rhythmic, you know, the same, whatever the reason, it was almost like a sea, just sort of community.
Why is that better? You said that one was better.
I thought it was better, and I'm very musically inclined, and I like
so
the rhythm. It was comforting to me.
Comforting, okay.
Just having that.
Okay, tell me the ones that weren't better. What was that like?
Fine.
Am I sensing some resistance here?
Yeah,
face and chest are red.
No.
That's a blouse.
I think for me, I just.
How do you? What makes you think so?
I think there is some resistance, and I want to work on that, and I would like it to go away.
I'd like it to go away.
I would.
What?
The resistance, you know.
Resistance to what?
To emotion.
Oh. So you're experiencing what you're calling kind of a resistance to the emotion?
Oh, I know. That's what I'm experiencing.
Okay.
Because it's sort of been a kind of defense mechanism all my life. So.
What has been?
Not having emotion.
You're having emotion now.
Yeah.
It's written all over your face.
Yeah, I know it already.
Where else are you feeling it? Anywhere else?
Yeah.
Is that feeling familiar or new?
No, that's familiar.
So you are already working on something from the past? Now, one of the things you said the second one was better. So now we have to decide on a criteria for better or not better, right? And your criteria was, what's happening? It's killing me. What's happening? Nothing.
Killing me.
It's killing you? Is that what you said? So you said, I'm going to be more provocative tomorrow. Today's easy day.
This is easy.
Tomorrow's 10 times more provocative than today. So the second one was more comforting for you. And the ones that weren't comforting, what were they like?
I think emotion would begin to surface.
What kind of emotion?
Kind of sadness.
Do you feel that sadness now? It's in your eye.
Partially, yes, that would be.
Anywhere else? I'm going to introduce a new concept. It's called the sending point. And if you become aware of an emotional or physical discomfort in your body as you do this, then you are to say the recognition to that place in your body. So in other words, suddenly you start getting some stress in your chest or some real sadness in your eyes. You feel your face flushing, turning red, then say the recognition to that feeling in that location in your body. For example, I could talk to my finger. Hi, finger, how you doing? I could talk to the cup. Hey, cup, how you doing today? Just like I could talk to my, hey, my, how's it going? Good. See? I could say, Delta Reed is my life. I could say, Delta Reed is my life. I could go, Delta Reed is my life. Or if I was having a real uncomfortable feeling in my chest or gut or face, I could say, Delta Reed is my life. That will speed up the process, which means sometimes it will intensify the process. We're not doing it to make the feeling go away, but you will process it more quickly. How are you feeling now? Can you feel any more of any uncomfortable feeling inside you? Unpleasant emotion or physical sensation?
I think there's a tightness, but it's alleviating as I know that you're going
to go somewhere. No/hope.
No, oops.
What I'd like you now to do is just for 4 or 5 seconds, just close your eyes and say that sentence to yourself using your Delta word, to that discomfort inside your body. Just for a few seconds.
Okay.
What was that like for you?
It was good. It helped kind of break up the tightness.
That's what you're supposed to do. Whatever happens, happens. Okay? It might get worse. It might get better. But it will happen more quickly. It's kind of like if you get a cut on your finger, you don't spray Bactine all over your body. Disinfectant, right? You just spray it where it's needed. So if there's a part of you that's hurting, that's the part that says, hey, I'm processing right here. Or I'm processing right here. Good. So send the recognition to that point. Okay. Any questions for me? Kim.
I was very tired because I went, and I think I started snoring. And I keep coming back to the recognition because I am just almost out of consciousness. For the longest time, not much that was really amazing came up. And then there was just something that happened just before I went in that triggered an old thought.
One other thing I want to say is that insignificant stuff is important too.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't discount, I've got to buy eggs on my way home from work, it's part of the process. But then some things are going to seem more important.
Yeah. Go ahead. Just a little scene that was just very kind of innocent, sweet, I saw, but it literally brought up an old play of like my, you know, dating years. There's somebody here who's just embarrassing. But I watched Gabrielle just whisper something as we're getting going to class adventure. It was so nice to go like, somebody else always gets a good look at girls. And so that came up. And, that's an old play. I heard that for a while. And I kept going out. And then you brought us out, and I was not a happy camper. And then when you did a deepening, that turned it into a deepening technique. Yeah, you know. I even changed the delta word just because I was really just kind of...
You can change the delta at any time you want.
Yeah, and I changed it twice. And first was because it was kind of blissful. I mean, not much was coming up other than just I kept getting yes. Every time you say something, I've got to put something in a delta place. I've got so many things to put in there. It's so many things. It's kind of like, you know, if you understand even Hindu belief system, their culture, you know, each of the thousand names of God, you have a thousand names, so pick one, doesn't matter. And, you know, they'll have different characters and qualities. So it was kind of going around that. I picked the name of the saint that married us. And I'm like, wow, that did change my life. Holy shit, that changed my life. Man, I never thought I could be married. I never thought that. Wow, that changed. Then something else could come up. Then I changed bliss. So there he was, buzzing in bliss. I go, we better move on to something. He has a little more movement than this. I said, just too goddamn nice. So then I picked God. It's one of those Christians that threw the baby out with the bathwater and that breaks up a whole host of everything. And I was just, they were all over the map. I was pissed off. What do you feel mad about? You can now use the term God to get comfortable with it. You have met some real Christians that have significance to me that you can see instantly. Just everything, all the old crap about, you know, how a church is religious FDA, a religious FDA. Just kind of processed that out for a while and went back with what else.
Okay. Were you, let me ask you a question. Were you saying the recognition waiting for the echo?
Yeah.
And what you got was perfect.
Yeah, sometimes the thought was a little long when I didn't have to wait for it.
And then you just say the recognition.
Say the recognition. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it would just pay off.
Then you lose focus, just say the recognition.
Go back to the recognition. And it was similar to my meditation techniques. I said, no, I'm here. I'm paying Cal to be here. I took my time to be here. Do it this way. Even though it's very,
it's very, very easy to fall similar. Back in an old way.
Even though it's very, very similar. Stay here. Stay with this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're here for this. That's great. And it's similar. That's nice. But this is where I decide to come back to that.
Any questions for me?
I thought you were actually pulling me out. because I was kept going so deep, I was starting to lose consciousness. I thought it was almost individual.
I don't know, at what point are you talking
when,
about?
When you did the pull-out deep technique.
Well, no, there was a time I said, moment count from one to three, when I get to three, everybody open your eyes. Very important that you open your eyes. I got to three, and you and Astra hadn't opened your eyes up quick enough for me.
And they were,
so I said, Astra, open your eyes. Kim, open your eyes.
I was already opening my eyes. It wasn't about, I wasn't even, I didn't have time. I was still reacting, like, why in the hell is he messing with me? I am so deep.
You came here for me to mess with you.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much. Akiko?
After being hypnotized, I will be very sensitive. It's normal?
To be very sensitive?
Yeah.
What do you mean by sensitive?
If you say that Delta renewed my life, I feel like, oh my God, I want to go back again.
You want to go back into hypnosis?
Yeah.
If you enjoy it, there's a tendency you don't want to go back. That's all. So tell me what happened.
Okay, I saw plastic garbage box over there, and I take it out and garbage out.
I brought her to empty the cup. She's emptying the whole damn thing.
But
that's
someone put on the other things, and I tried grab it up again. And next thing, I was in the sky. I was looking for me. I was there. In the building, in the small office, I am, and I live with next to the place, and I was so thin, I look so happy, so it's myself, I'm so happy. Yeah.
Let me ask you, while you're doing that, were you saying the recognition and then waiting for the thought, feeling, sensation, memory, or picture? Then when that happened, you say the recognition. Is that recognition, echo? Recognition, echo.
Sometimes I forgot to say recognition, so I kept seeing what's going on.
Yeah. And when you do that, you're not doing this. I don't care how pretty, I don't care how insightful, I don't care how wonderful, but if you're just going from thought to thought to thought, you're not doing this. Because this consists of two steps. Recognition, echo. Recognition, echo. Not recognition, think about it, pretty thought, another pretty thought, that's called thought following. That is going to happen sometimes, but you want to do it as minimally and as little as you can. You catch yourself going away, because the subconscious mind is a slippery snake, and it will take you on a joy ride to keep you away from other stuff that's more important coming up. Now, I'm not saying that's what you did, because I don't know. At this point, I'm just refining the technique. And if I start wondering if you're doing the technique right, I'll say, are you saying the recognition, waiting for the echo? It's like the magician's swinging watch. It's either here, or it's there, or it's on its way to one or the other. Recognition, echo. Recognition, echo. Recognition, echo, and that's very hypnotic. Back and forth. Recognition, echo. Recognition, echo. Think. Just going off on a fantasy ride is not the same thing. So as soon as you have one scene, one thought, whatever, say the recognition. Squeeze it in there. Okay. Any questions for me?
Thank you very much. Question, sir?
Why would your subconscious want to kind of distract you from...
Protective function of the subconscious mind.
Okay. Because I thought it kind of wanted us to get to those things, but...
No, its primary directive is do not get hurt.
Okay.
Do whatever you can to keep from getting hurt. Mm-hmm. Prime directive. Okay. Astra?
I prefer the first part of the session rather than the second part after you have me open my eyes. Because I didn't hear you actually tell everyone to open their eyes until you actually said, Astra, open your eyes. So I heard that and I'm like, oh, okay.
That usually works, doesn't it?
Because I didn't hear any of that.
Do I have a witness? Did I say it on the count of three when I get three, open your eyes? It's very important. I said it's very important that everybody open their eyes on three. Three, three times. And so you were gone.
For me, right in there. There was some traffic noises and stuff. I almost didn't hear.
And if you fall asleep, like because it's after lunch, and then from now on we'll be doing this most of the time, if not every time, in the morning. But it just so happens the first time we do this, it falls in the afternoon. And sometimes people fall asleep. Sometimes a protective mind will just take you away. I don't know what exactly went on, but did you guys hear me say in the count one to three? So it's not a function of my voice not being loud. So either you were asleep, or you were unconscious, or the subconscious mind was taking you away. Calgon, she was Calgon. Calgon took me away.
Well, I was thinking all these little mundane thoughts in the beginning, and then I felt my hands start to get heavy, and then I couldn't recognize that they were actually on my thighs anymore. And then I felt my third eye, like someone was pressing my forehead into the chair, you know, just pressing on my head. And got some images. Most of them were pretty pleasant, but, you know, just random images. And I kept saying the phrase, and I actually had three phrases with the alternate beginning because I have different gods. And
pagan. I knew it.
And so I kept doing that and kept doing that, and I realized I was going very deep. And then after you said open my eyes, I opened my eyes, and then you said go deeper. I thought to myself, God damn it.
Now, which one? Someone else is there.
And I would say the recognitions again, and then I started having one of my normal dreams. And to most people, my dreams aren't really normal, but then I actually had to stop myself and go, no, I'm not going there. And then raise myself up because I was going too deep. I was going into my sleep world.
Right. And that's not deeper with regard to hypnosis.
So,
that is going, you know, into sleep.
Yeah.
So you're not really going deeper. You're leaving hypnosis and going into sleep. And you recognize that. Mm-hmm. And so.
It's pretty easy to recognize with me because I dream about zombies and apocalyptic visions all the time. So it's very easy to differentiate between hypnosis and sleeping. And then I was focusing more on the sensations rather than actual thoughts anymore because the thoughts I was thinking was pretty much just to keep myself from going to sleep. So I was just repeating the phrase and then we brought out again.
And it's going to be easier in the morning than in the afternoon. And now me, if I did what I told you guys to do, lay back, put your feet up, rest your head, you know what I would do? I'd fall asleep. If you find that you're having trouble falling asleep, then you probably need to do what I need to do, and that is sit up. Don't rest your head. And usually when I do Southern Path, I have a big chair at home. I sit in it, cross-legged, head up, and my hands in my lap. You know, if my head goes down, I know I'm falling asleep. But it's not required. If I could do it without falling asleep, I would probably lay down or recline. But I tend to fall asleep. Okay. Thank you. Let me switch up to our webcam people. Ali, can you share a little bit about your experience? Ali, type up your experience for Nina and whatever you want to share. And I'm going to move ahead to Greg. Greg?
How come I can't hear Greg? Nina is having some... I can hear you now.
Okay. When we first went into it, I actually kind of got mad. I could hear my wife in the background talking on the phone. And it really, afterwards I knew there was no real reason for it, seemingly not a reason for it, but it definitely came up pretty strong. And then the second time when we went back in, that had kind of passed. One of the things that I noticed for me, I'm actually Zen Buddhist, so I sit Zazen a lot, so I'm really kind of good at stilling my mind.
Wait.
So because...
This is not about stilling the mind.
Right. And actually, what I noticed, though, I wasn't trying to, but I think because of that, most of my echoes seem to come back more as like physical sensations rather than actual thoughts.
You don't have to have thoughts. You can have thoughts, feelings, sensations, memories, or pictures. And so here's another case where someone has practiced some kind of meditation or prayer, and they, what do? It's like a rut. You know, an old road with a rut, and you tend to fall into the rut. And so the mind has been trained through previous practice to try to still the mind. This is exactly the opposite. We're here to provoke the mind. For example, when I go to Singapore and I teach this, on average, a third of my students will be Buddhists. And they are profoundly amazed at what they're able to accomplish with this compared to what they've been studying through their Buddhism. I've had them burst into tears and say, I just learned in the last few hours of practice what my teacher has been trying to teach me for decades. Because this works with the mind. We do not try to still the mind, because the mind will fight against it. We just say the recognition, wait for the echo. And I want to congratulate you on allowing the anger to come up. That is part of the emptying the cup. Do you have anything else to share, Greg?
No, that's it.
Thank you very much. Did Ollie type up anything? Is he done?
I really enjoyed it. I had been a chance before, but I think this one was actually deeper. The information really deepened for me, and it was really nice. I even had some things like, I'll tell you, looking forward to the next applications.
Recognitions. Because you did it in hypnosis, and hypnosis is a recognition. If you say it without hypnosis, then it's still a recognition, but it works rather than as a suggestion, but as an affirmation. And I'm going to be a little bit picky about the wording of things, because you guys are going to leave as teachers. So it's really important that we all are saying the same thing. Okay? Candace, please share.
Yes. Each time I would recite the recognition, initially I saw the color red just sort of swirling around, and then the color green aqua, and the third time I saw my mother's face almost as though she was just sort of there reminding me that she was there with me. She's been out of body for 9 years now, so it's always good seeing her. But each time I recited the recognition, I did see some image, and many of them seemed to be in succession of one another, almost like there was like slides that were related to one another.
Now, this having an experience, a pleasant experience of passed on loved ones, very common in this kind of practice. Candace, anything else you'd like to share?
Just that it was very pleasant. The relaxation was very deep. I've practiced meditation also, and I have been for about 30 years, so, often on, but it was just a real nice, comfortable, deep relaxation and very pleasant experience.
Good. Thank you very much. All right. Bully?
I experienced post-growth things, but more most profoundly, I experienced what I believe are two past life experiences. I thought first of my ex-boyfriend, and I saw pink flamingos.
Were they the plastic kind or the real kind?
They were real ones. What am I seeing that for? And then my ex-boyfriend used to hang plastic kind in his house. And then he likes me to call him Papa. And after this, sorry, experience grief. After this, I saw the foot of my father. Past life experience, I experienced it in hypnotherapy before. And when I saw this image, it was one of a series, and it was without emotion, and without, I was killed, but I didn't feel any pain. And all very objective. This time, I saw again his foot, and I know it's him, and I experienced more the experience of death. He took me as a baby, crawling baby, to the pond in the backyard. He drowned me. And I experienced now what it feels like to be dying, which I did not experience the first time. And while I experienced this, the ahas are coming. And when the ahas are coming, I question the authenticity of it because of how I have been working with and analyzing my life up to this point. But so I know that I remember, don't analyze. So let it happen.
Recognition, echo.
Yeah. So then the aha was that I have a great fear of drowning, and this is the water, and you drown. I also have a lot of issues with dealing with my emotions, so in many of my sleeping dreams, I have many dreams about water. Also that while I was drowning, I have great sensations from the middle of my calf all through my feet. And from the time I'm in my 20s, my very first time dealing with energy work, up to this point in my life, always, I'm stuck, but to this point, my feet, the energy can't go through. And if we're doing a thing, we have to push it through. Gently push it through. And I've experienced very great sensations, and I know that it's the most excellent thing. Even now, my feet feel different. And I'm still feeling stuck. So I inside was saying, for a lady, then I also saw that I was a male baby. First time, I didn't see which gender I was. This time I see I'm a male baby, and I have great issues allowing my masculine energy to come into balance. And the original hypnotherapy was that, and this hypnotherapy is 2 years.
I'll cut you off.
Okay, the original hypnotherapy was a question around male energy and abuse. So in this one, the aha was also that in a way, my masculinity is cut off because I am drowned in a young male baby. My foundation, my feet, are taken away from me. It makes sense to me. Anyway, okay, so then the other one also that came was that I'm also was murdered. This little girl, five, wearing a red dress, and I was sexually assaulted and died. especially a red dress I would not wear. And then, and the third section was mostly pleasant.
So you got a lot of 20 minutes, huh?
Yeah. I also experienced sensations, like healing sensations here, and I have a lot of problems here, energetically and physically, and I know it's associated with my well. So it's all very interconnected. It makes sense to me, I know, but it all makes sense to me. It's empowering.
When you do hypnotherapy or hypnosis with a therapist or whatever, you have this human being acting as your therapist. When you do seventh path, who is your therapist? Wrong. Delta. Choose your Delta with that in mind. Delta knows exactly what you need. Delta knows exactly the best way to take you where you need to go. Delta knows how to heal you. That's why we don't go, I renew my life. You pick the highest possible concept you could hold in your brain, your mind, your spirit, your consciousness, and you say, that renews my life. So that we can allow, we can invite that kind of that power and to allow it to come in invocation, because then you can experience your most rapid, most positive way to change according to your own highest beliefs, philosophies, and ideals. I'm going to show you some things that as the teacher you can do to facilitate that, but I'm not the therapist. As a seven path teacher, it's not seven path therapist, seven path teacher. I teach you the technique, I make sure you're doing the technique correctly, and then you and Delta do the rest. It's possible for you to learn and have insights that you can no way articulate. You're going to have knowings that you cannot verbalize. It's an amazing process. When I was learning to be a psychotherapist, I was taught to pretty much expect to spend the first 4 to 6 sessions getting to know each other. 4 to 6 hours. Setting goals, doing assessments, stuff like that. But with 5 path, in the first 4 to 6 sessions, I'm usually done. But in 7 path, if Delta can figure out a way, and if you will allow it, because free will is always operating, as much as you will allow it, anything can happen in an instant. Instantaneous healing and change. Any other questions or comments? Thank you. Lynn?
I had, my body was relaxed, but my mind was completely racing with my to-do list. Oh, gotta get the loan papers, and before you sign, you gotta make sure it should be 15-year loan, a 30-year loan, and it was just all the stuff regarding all my fears over buying this house. So sometimes I can't say that, you know, like one thought it would be, oh, yeah, this isn't okay, back to Delta reduce my life, I mean, but it was racing. And I heard what you said in between, and I tried to focus on it, and it was still race.
Your job is that as much as you can, to the best of your ability, to insert Delta renews my life in between those thoughts.
Okay.
That's what you do. Delta renews my life, thought. Delta renews my life, thought. Delta renews my... You might be going, Delta renews my life, Delta renews my life, Delta renews my life, whatever the thoughts are, however fast they're coming. That's your goal. Hey, did you experience anything else you can share?
Do some stuff tonight so I don't have to deal with all this panic.
Well, I'm going to be keeping you quite busy this evening. We got homework, we got exam, we got a lot of stuff to do today. Any more? Any questions about anything? Good, good. Thank you, Amy.
The first thing that came up is I had 2 sports injuries. That was kind of repeated for a little while, and then I thought back when I got them. I remember that was really, really angry before I had gone to practice. angry about the same things that I've been angry about. And like I was all hot and so I just tried to instill it and let it go. And then some people came up and
I didn't hear the last part of your sentence.
Oh, some other random stuff that people came up. Oh, my knees really started to hurt.
Now, when you have these, so now I'm going to reiterate something I was telling Gabrielle. When you experience these emotional or physical discomforts when you do samapath, those places in your body become sending points. So if you start experiencing some discomfort in your knee, and you think, oh, my knee hurts. Delta renews my life. You know, you send it to the knee. Also, when you have physical trauma in your life, often there's emotion associated with it. What happens is the emotional energy gets kind of banged into that part of the body. And as you do this, it will be released. And you will have some of the emotion will come out. But also you might lose some of the, you'll be able to heal. The resistance to healing will be gone. And also if there's muscle tension in there, when that releases, then sometimes there's a toxic release too. So you guys should start planning on drinking more water, because this is going to allow some toxins to be released from your tissues, and you want to wash it out. Light exercise is good, like walking, stretching, that kind of stuff. Thank you very much. Susanna.
Mostly it was for me just thoughts would come up and some pictures that you see. At one point, actually the first part of it, my throat started constricting and my thought was, because I know that's usually about holding tears, and I thought, am I going to start to cry? And so it's kind of like this, there's no crying in baseball. And I just kind of watched it and thought, am I going to start to cry? And then it sort of dissipated. And then a few minutes later, I kind of found myself listening to music, and all of a sudden this thought of, it sounds like funeral music. I hate funerals. And then that sort of dissipated too. So that was as close as I got to emotional stuff. And the rest of it was kind of a monkey mind thing. Except that it, a time or two, just almost kind of almost fall asleep, I suppose. Because I would kind of come back to it and I would say, oh, my sentence, I mean, my recognition, what Delta, no, wait a minute, it's not Delta, what's my recognition? And I kind of was disoriented for a
minute. Just need to refocus, find your recognition, and keep going.
Yeah, and I did. Life is good.
Thank you very much. Dee?
Well, that was very profound for me. I've never been so visual that I can ever remember. In the beginning, I saw, like, someone would take photographs of something, and you'd just see, like, I saw these two little feet and these two bigger feet in this wagon, and I knew that, like, all these things I was seeing, they didn't, like, make sense, but I knew that all these pictures or whatever were connected. There's a thread, but I didn't consciously know what the thread was. I didn't need to know, which was really nice. And I didn't want to be disturbed when you brought us up. It's like, whatever was going on, it was like you were interrupting it, and I didn't want to.
Now, when you do it on your own, you go as long as you
want. Yeah, because it's like, you're interrupting my process here. And then whenever I went back in, it was like deeper. Whoa. At one point, I saw my dad, who's been dead for 20-something years, and it was like we were doing namaste, and he was backing up, and I knew it was the tail end of some forgiveness work with him. Whoa, and he was just like gone and out the door. But you know, I'd see this picture, which was like as real as a movie for me. And then I'd come back to my recognition, and then something else would show up. Come back to my recognition, and just the awareness that there was a thread of some sort that was a common thread that moved through them all, and I didn't know what that was.
a different
so. You are either resonating with, dissonating with, or just having kind of everyday thoughts with regard to this recognition. It holds a vibration. Mm-hmm. So what's coming in is either stuff that is resonant with, dissonant to, or just your everyday thoughts. And that's the common thread, is the recognition and how it is reacting to your life experiences. Any other questions? Any questions, Ardeen, about that process?
No.
Okay.
I just don't know the revenue yet.
So we just kind of doze off at night during this? Without?
I'm going to let you know now. After this 10-minute break. Take a break. And we'll talk about the schedule. Come to lights. I will just appreciate whatever you can do.
I'll do it every other time. Except I made an appointment a few weeks ago with the rabbi for the wedding stuff.
Oh, it's the rabbi thing again.
What?
It's the rabbi thing.
I guess it's the news for you also. I got invited. I got invited to speak. I graduate class, psychology graduate program.
I try to do something.
So I'm going to be speaking next Tuesday night after. I would go, it starts at 6, but I'm going to go at 7:30. After 7, as soon as I'm done with them, I'll go straight over to college.
That'd be great.
And then I speak on behalf and then all the literature.
You're going to do all the stuff you thought you were going to be able to do with it.
I thought I was going to do
anything. You're not going to do anything except take people's money and throats.
Some little
I'm the guy who makes milkshakes.
Oh, let me paint. I thought it was like a napkin or something. Yeah. That's funny.
Go back to original state. Somebody's following me.
Yeah, I forgot my manual actually at home. It's on my...
Which manual? Level 1 manual?
The 7 path. Get on the path.
Well, you've already read it, right?
I read it, but no, I'd like to be able to read it again.
Yes, John?
Can I have a copy of the exam? Make sure I get the right one.
Let's see. Look through here.
Basic exam?
Mm-hmm. Basic exam.
Basic. Oh.
And then get Mitch a 7 path manual. 7 path booklet. If you need to put that and scan it as a graphic to get it out, because he's got it.
Right. That would be good.
Because there's no time to type it up.
I'm going to jump on.
Can't you do a search on the server?
Yeah, I'm searching right now. And if I don't come up with it, I want to make sure.
Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah.
That's why we put Google search on it.
Doesn't look like my. Doesn't look like I watch what I eat.
Oh,
I do.
Yeah.
Because look,
you're. Okay, I asked Danny to get your bookmark.
Thank you.
So
you are. These two books were. Can I leave them in my room? Can I leave these in my room?
Or we get. You're not going to refer directly to them. They're for your own reading pleasure. So the one you didn't bring is the one we're referring to.
I
can't hear you.
We need the 7 path book that's in my car.
No.
Okay, cool.
I did, yes. Or, you know, on the directions I said it, I think it's going to be a little bit looks good or something. Right. Oh, they always do that. I don't know, but I always like to start to do the because I like to slide it. It doesn't.
When you come one of you in the middle, to remind you that.
Your money or your scripts? Or patter. Yeah.
And, you know, to be honest, I didn't know.
Pitter patter.
I might have certainly looked at past. And, you know, it was quite a little. I mean, it was all okay. It was. Allow me to experience that water because it's
well, I don't have to try to protect them or even have to.
Well, maybe you can sort out my
Yes. You're going to come back and transform the
One minute warning. If you haven't gone yet, go. Yes, please. Are they ready to be emailed off to the people? I mean, to the webcam people? It's good to have a staff.
You have an outstanding staff.
I know.
Yep.
Maureen had to fire a lot of people before we found someone to keep her out for a while. I don't fire people. Maureen, fire him. All right. So let's talk about something of vital importance. It's time to get serious. So, you want to be Seven Path teachers? You want to be good at Seven Path? This is the deal. During this class, you need to practice Seven Path. As soon as I find my pen. How to become a Seven Path teacher. First, you got to be a Seven Path practitioner. That means when you have recognition number one, like you got now, you will practice it for a minimum of 5 minutes. AM and PM plus do it until you fall asleep. So it's actually 3 times a day. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon or evening, PM, AM, PM, and then when you go to sleep at night. That's a minimum of 5 minutes in the morning, minimum of 5 minutes in the afternoon or evening. But when you go to sleep at night, there's no minimum and no maximum. Once you get in that little position that you like to fall asleep in, you're all comfy, cozy, whatever works for you. That's what I do. Whatever that position is for you, that's when you start. And you do it until you fall asleep. A lot of hypnotists will take the stand that every night when we go to sleep, we go through a phase of sleep called the hypnagogic phase. So that what you are thinking about when you fall asleep at night is very important. So we want you to be thinking about these recognitions. Delta renews my life. Thought, feeling, sensation, memory, picture. Delta renews my life. Echo. Delta renews my life. Now, it could go like this. Delta renews my... There is no minimum time. It could be a half a recognition. You're out, that's fine. You were thinking about it as you were falling asleep. But then you just keep going. If you're a person that has always taken, or at least recently, been taking a long time to fall asleep, then most likely those days are over. Because this is very effective at inducing sleep quickly. That's not the purpose. But what it tends to do is take you into hypnosis. If you're tired and you're in hypnosis, you tend to, what, Astra? Fall asleep. That's right. I knew she'd get that right. Okay, so that's great. It also tends to interrupt the pattern that keeps you awake. Think about what you do tomorrow, think what you did today. By constantly inserting Delta Renews My Life, it interrupts the pattern that keeps you awake. SD.
So, if I wake up at like 2 in the morning, like I did this morning, and couldn't go back to sleep until whatever time it was, I could actually...
Yes, if you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're ready to go back to sleep, Delta Renews My Life. And you'll tend to fall back to sleep faster. It's a funny thing, though. Some of you, your subconscious mind is going to go, I've been looking like for this forever. And you'll wake up going, Delta Renews My Life. Have I been doing that all night long?
Yes.
And sometimes it will happen. It says, oh, I know what to do with this. You know, you might look like you're asleep, but I'm going to be working on this. So we'll find out. Tomorrow, we're going to ask you about how it went after class today, when you'll do the afternoon or evening part. Because I want you to practice before class, after class, and when you go to sleep. So in addition to the work we do in class, you should still do it 3 times a day. It's going to give us fodder to talk about and experiences to talk about, so that you guys can find out about the vicissitude of experiences that will go on, so that you will know about them for your clients and for your students. So, I'm going to repeat myself. And you know how I love doing that. The time in class doesn't count for the 3 times. Oh, I thought we did it once in class. No. The time in class doesn't count as the 3 times. Now, it only counts if that's all you're doing. If you do it while you're washing the dishes, doesn't count. Yeah, if you're on a bus, it doesn't count. Okay? For this time here, that's all you're doing. Oh, I was doing the affirmation thing while I was... No, that doesn't count. You can do the affirmational type stuff. That's extra credit. Okay? Doesn't meet the minimum requirement. I'm only talking about 5 minutes. 2.5 commercial breaks. Okay? It's not very long. The average commercial break is 2 minutes.
Oh. Well, they compound it.
Unless you're a Super Bowl, you know, isn't it?
They compound it now.
I'm probably not watching enough TV nowadays.
I don't get it.
Okay.
For 2 years.
Now, watch this. Optimum is 20 minutes. Twice a day, plus however long it takes for you to go to sleep. So now you get to decide. Do you want to get the minimum out of this or the optimum? 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon, and when you go to sleep at night.
I have a question about when I'm doing this at home and I have to go to work, so I've set aside 20 minutes in the morning to set a little dinger. I'd be a little bit afraid that I wouldn't stop in time to get ready to go to work.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't ding.
No.
No dinging.
How do you do that then? How do you make yourself stop at the right time?
Go for about 5 minutes and peak.
Okay.
Go for about 5 minutes and peak.
Okay.
Go for about 5 minutes. And after a while, you get pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But don't ding.
Okay.
You know why? Because sometimes you get so deep. You see, you know where you eventually go with this? Deep, deep, deep inside. To a very, very special place. We get there. So deep.
Ding! And even if it just sounds really quiet like this, when you're in that quiet place, it's like, holy shit! And your heart's going like this, and the protective part of your mind says, we're never going that deep again. Because nobody wants, it'll associate that deep with that fear. So we don't use anything like that. If you must have a timer, this is how you do it. You go get a rickety old cassette deck. And you go get a tape. And then you figure out how long you want to go. Like if your maximum time is 20 minutes, you hit record. And 20 minutes later you go, gently, your attention returns to the sound of my voice. And now it's time to emerge. 20 minutes has passed. And that's the way you do it. Otherwise it can really, really hamper your development.
Or play the 20 minutes worth of it if you've got the quiet music.
If you will notice that all of a sudden it's not playing. Yeah.
You recommend the music then?
It depends. The music that I have has no melody. And so what happens, and it has ocean mixed in with it, and what happens is it's you habituate to it. And you kind of stop hearing it. And that's the kind of music you want.
Is it copywritten?
Yes, it's copywritten.
So we can't voice over and you sell the CDs? Is that what I'm saying?
No. But there is, but just get music like it. There is music you can buy a license to that's royalty free. You know, $35 or something, you can use it on your cassettes. Okay. But for your own use, no one's going to, I mean, for resale, it's a problem, but like if you wanted to get a cassette deck, hit record, and then have that in the background, and then after 5 minutes you go, 5 minutes. Then by the side you go, 10 minutes. But you want to not be so that there's no way it could startle you.
Right.
Right. 15 minutes. You know, something like that. It's very important you don't get startled.
Are your phones open?
Well, the thing is, this should be a journey within. And the less external stimuli we have, the better. Now, as you get better and better, I've done this in a foyer with 2,000 people walking around because I've disciplined my mind where I can have that level of focus. But in the beginning, every little thing in your brain is looking, your protective mind is going, how can I focus on this? Like, right now, it's fine. We have a clock back there. And you never heard that clock go tick, tick, tick. But once in a while, everyone will go, man, that clock is loud. And what's happening is the protective part of your mind is attending to the clock because it's not inside you. You see, it's a way to distract. And so, you know, you got to find out what works for you. If you've got the proper music or the proper ocean sound and you're able to stop hearing it, you basically want to set a mood, you want to have some noise in the background that you will stop listening to. Because I don't use anything. I get up in the morning, go to the bathroom, feed the cats, sit in my chair, and that's where I sit. No music. The cats have been trained. They know that they don't bother me. For the first year, I locked them in another room when I did this. Because you don't want them crawling all over you. But now they sit there and they patiently wait until I get done. There's no sound at all because it's a journey within. But here it's very helpful with all the car sounds and things that are going on to have this din of whoosh, 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 you know, because then you stop hearing it and it creates an artificial silence. Okay. We have first recognition, minimum of 5 minutes. Optimum is 20 minutes. When you have Delta 1 and 2, it's a minimum of 10 minutes. AM, PM, and do it until you fall asleep. Optimum is 20 minutes. Delta 1 to 3, minimum 15 minutes in the morning. In the afternoon, and until you fall asleep, optimum is 20 minutes. You notice a system going on here.
when you have deltas 1 through 4, minimum 20 minutes, optimum 20 minutes. When you have delta 1 through 5, minimum of what? Does anyone want to guess? Huh? 20 minutes, because that's optimum. What happens is the minimum and the optimum become the same. You really strive for about 20 minutes. If you want to go longer, that's okay. But again, we want to strive not to become so heavenly high we're no earthly good. If you're doing this 13 hours a day, you've turned something that's supposed to be very wonderful into another distractor. Okay, this is not something where you become a cloistered nun and you go away from the world or you go to the ashram. This is, you know, this is where you bring this into your everyday life. We are householders. We are family members. We are people with careers and jobs and things that are important. And we don't find peace of mind by going away. Well, once in a while. A couple times a year we go to Hawaii, we go to France. But, you know, one of my favorite places to do Seven Path is when the plane's taking off. And you're going up, up, up. I feel so good. Delta renews my life. All the way up to about 30,000 feet, 500 miles an hour. I love that stuff. Okay. Good. Do we have clarity there? Okay. Now, having said that, once in a while, like you got a Sunday and everybody's gone, do an hour or two. With whatever you got, do an hour or two. And I'll tell you, you can move mountains of stuff inside you. You can have experiences and go to depths and places and states of altered consciousness. An hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. I'd love to do a retreat somewhere. I've never been to a retreat, but you know, but in my mind I have an idea what a retreat is. Like a 3-day retreat, nothing but stretching and walking and beautiful fresh foods and Seven Path, lots of water, you know, and just clearing out the stuff, clearing out the stuff, clearing out the stuff. It'd be wonderful. Okay, good. So that's it. Next. You got that? All right. How do you teach it? You could do, just like I did when I did the comparison of 5-path and 7-path, you do the first phase with someone. What I will typically do is I'll look at their paperwork, and on our intake paperwork it says, do you consider yourself a spiritual person? Yes, no, maybe. If they say yes, then in my mind they become a candidate for 7-path. If they say maybe, then that means some clarification. That usually means yes, depending on what I mean by spiritual person. So I give them the spiritual person test. The spiritual person test goes like this. What do you think happens when you die? And if they go, nothing. You die, the worms eat you, you're done. That's not a spiritual person. But if they give any kind of inclination that some form of their consciousness lives on, then I say, and that's called a, and they might say spirit. Or they might say soul. If they say soul, I say, and the other name for that is spirit. Like, ah, spiritual person. And I said, what is the origin of your spirit? And basically that's their delta, you see. And so I say, you qualify to learn a very special kind of self-hypnosis called Seven Path. It's a mind-body-spirit approach that will reinforce everything we do together. And if you'd like, we can spend a few minutes on that in each session. And then when we get done with what we're working on, you'll know how to do self-hypnosis, and you can continue to develop and work on anything you want in the future. Would you like that? Most times they go, yeah. And I say, but you'll have to practice it every day between sessions. Are you still interested? Yes. Good. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a few minutes to do the stuff in the back of the booklet. Then I do the preparation, testing, convincing, do a direct suggestion for what they came in for, read them the script for the first recognition. Emerge them, take them back in, emerge them, talk about it, back in, and then say,
see you next week. And then they're supposed to do that 3 times a day for a minimum of 5 minutes, 20 minutes often. So that's one way, my 5 patterns. The other is a class. Now, I need you to really focus here. Really focus here. So that's the afternoon. If you do this is the worst possible way to do it. I'm going to start there. That's the way I do it. Okay? And that is in the most recognitions that you can teach anyone in a single day is 5 in the short form. And the 5th recognition in the full form. But you have to tell them that starting that day, they're only allowed to do the 1st recognition for a week. Then after that, they can start doing 1 and 2 together. Then the week after that, they do 1, 2, 3. The week, so they just add a recognition a week. That's the best way. If I could have a class where once a week I met with them and I taught them, just like in session, I meet with them once a week and I give them the recognition. But I just don't have the time to do that. So like on a Saturday, I'll have a class and people come in and learn the 1st 5 recognitions, the basic ones in the short form, plus the 5th recognition. So it looks like this. So basic 1, delta. 1, delta, 2, delta, 3, delta, 4, delta, 5. Short form. Plus the full form. That's because it's in the 5th recognition in the full form where you learn to give yourself specific suggestions for whatever you want. You want to do better in golf? You want to be more patient with your kids? You want to spell better? Whatever it is, right there. And most people want to learn that, how to give themselves specific suggestions. So we wrap it up with that. The short recognitions will do everything the long recognitions, the full recognitions will do. It's just slower. But you'll find out that the full recognitions are harder to do. So we just give them the short, simple, slower form. If they want the longer form, they can come back. They can either come back one-on-one sessions and get them from you, or if you wanted to, you could have a second class. And you could do basic 1, full form, delta 2, full form, delta 3, full form, delta 4, full form. And so they could get the full form. You already did the 5th here. And so what you could do is you could do this in a number of different ways. You could say, self-hypnosis class, we're going to meet for 5 weeks, and then every Thursday night or whenever you meet, give them a recognition. Or you could do 1 day, and they get all of this in 1 day. Once that's done, you can say, okay, now you're ready for class number 2 if you want. And you could either do every Thursday over the next 4 Thursdays, they could get the full forms. Or you could do a whole day, maybe it's a little bit shorter than this day, and get these. How much do you charge? Well, you find out how much people are charging for a full day course. Or 2-hour course over 4 weeks. Just price it in line with what's going on in your neighborhood, wherever you're at. That's how much you charge. That's what people are getting for classes. Okay. If you want, some of those people are going to want to go farther. So you could have a 3rd class. And then what would that be? 6, 7, 8, 9. Short. 6, 7, 8, 9. Oops, short. If they want the full forms, then you could have another one. Delta 6, 7. I can't write and talk at the same time. 7, 8, 9, full form. So there's just some ways you can do it.
Have you found that if you have, I know because of time, but if you do the repeating every other week, it's a way of also to see if they have done, shall we say, their homework? And they
every other week?
No. you, if you do it every week, do you feel from your experience?
I like every week better.
Yeah, because they can then you can check up to see that they've done their assignments.
Well, it's not my job to check up on them, but what I would rather have them done this for a week before I give them this.
Right.
But if I don't have the option to do that, I'll just give them all these and say, look, for 1 week you do this, and then the next week you do these two, the next week you do these three, and the next week you do these four, and the next week you do these five, and then the next week you do, if you want, all five, but the fifth recognition in the full form.
Should they do the full version first before you go to the
no.
one?
No, that's what I just said. I just said, use class one. Short, 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 except for this one. Then full, 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 full.
Yes, but I mean,
now they, only after they've done that, do they qualify for this.
I mean, to do the third one, they have to do the second one. They cannot jump directly from the short ones. I mean, interchange the third column and the second, supposed to.
Could they do all the short ones first and then go back? And
well, they have to do the full version of one.
This way.
It's this way.
You don't do shorts of this and then go to shorts of this without doing fulls of this. And you'll see as it starts to, well, it's not a mistake, it's just that you have not yet had the experience to put that together to where that would make sense to you. I mean, all you got's that. And you're going to see that this is a path. You take this step, and then you take this step, and you go this step, okay? This is like short form, full form, short form. You don't suddenly go, okay, now I'm going to step over there to that part of the path and skip over this stuff. You know, one thing leads into the next. And it'll be obvious as we get going through it more. So you do it like that. Now another alternative would be to do a 3-day class, like maybe a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. That would be really nice. And so like on Friday night, you might do this, and then on Saturday, you do these two, and Sunday you do those two. That would be really nice too. See? So there's a lot of different ways you can do it, but you basically want to give them in that order. Now, I have a draft of the Seven Path Teacher's Manual. It's just a draft, but the information's there. It's not all pretty yet. There's a special group on Yahoo for Seven Path Teachers. Some of you are going to be very interested in doing this work. And that place, I have a, in the files section, you just say, I want to be a Seven Path Teacher, and I'm interested in being on that group of Yahoo, and discussion about teaching Seven Path and the manual is there for download. And you can look at it and read it or whatever. It covers all this stuff in detail. When they got this far, they could also go on to the next class, which would be Ultimate 6. Ultimate. So typically go in that shape. You will not get the ultimate recognitions in this class, but that's how it would go.
That's a different class than that we would take for that.
That is the matrix. Now, an interesting thing happens also. No, I don't have time to cover that. I'll talk about it tomorrow. Or the next day. Feel free to ask questions about this stuff as we move and you start getting the recognitions. You'll get more clarity and get more questions about it. Again, this is like when I compared five path and seven path, and then we start filling in the blanks. That's how you would teach it. It'll become more obvious in some ways, and it'll provoke more questions in other ways as you get to learn the recognition. So everyone agrees, this after class for 5 minutes to 20 minutes, you'll do Delta Renews My Life. When you go to sleep tonight, you will do seven path, Delta Renews My Life, until you fall asleep. There's no time limit on that. And then the morning, before you come to class, you will do it again. Agreed? Okay. Now, tonight's exam. They're gone. I thought I'd give these to you while you're all fresh and ready for the day. Now you're a mess. I know. So what you're going to do is you're going to take this exam home and do it.
All the way to Texas?
No. You can take it back to Texas, but you got to be back in the morning. And it is an open book exam because after you leave here and go home back to Texas or wherever you go, if you have a problem, where are you going to go? You're going to turn to the manual. So expecting you to memorize the manual doesn't make sense to me. But expecting you to be able to find pertinent information in the manual on your own is pertinent to me. But even though this is a take-home exam, it is an individual exam. It's not to be done in a group. It's not to be done with your friend. It's not to be done with your roommate, seatmate, deskmate, mate, husband, whatever, ex-boyfriend. So, since this is a take-home exam, it's possible that you could have a question about something on the exam. I don't want you to call me. So, we're going to do something. And that is, I am about to hand out the exam. I want you to read through the exam. Do not take the time now to take the exam. That would defeat the whole purpose. Okay? So don't sit, I don't want to see you marking them off. Just read through it. Your goal is to read the question and read whatever possible answers there are and make sure you understand them. To give me the opportunity, if there's something you'd understand, for me to clarify. Or if there's a typo in there or something like that. This is not a time to shout out what you think the answer might be. If you shout out what you think the answer might be, you will have one wrong forever. Okay, forever. The next exam that you have at the end, you start off with one wrong. This is a take-home exam. I require 90% to pass. Let's see. 25 questions. That means you can get 2.5 wrong. If you start off with one wrong, it really narrows down the field, doesn't it? So please, do not shout out the answers. Take this by yourself. Delta will be watching you. I do believe in karma. When you have finished reading it, turn it over. That way I will know when everybody's done. Okay, if you sit there reading this thing for 2 hours, everybody's going to be held up. Or if you just forget and leave it up, it's not helpful either. Take one pencil back, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, Nina, email it to our online grads. We will not forget you. Please read. Thank you. actually had one class where only one person passed. Once you've got through looking through your exam and you've turned it over, begin contemplating this. No questions about the questions? Amy looks like she's got a question. Do you have a question? No. Take as long as you need. Make sure you understand each question, the possible answers. Unless it says, you know, all of the above or answers one and two, then you choose the best answer. There may not be a perfect answer. You might have to pick the best among four terrible answers. But you have to pick whatever you think the best answer is. And here is a piece of news. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you learned somewhere else. I don't care what you think. This is an exam on your ability to look stuff up in the manual. Okay, so while Ericksonian said, I don't care. Jerry Kine said, I don't care. NGH said, I don't care. Gil Boyd said, I don't care. It's an exam on what's in the manual. Yes, Mitch?
So is number 20, is that a trick question?
They're all trick questions.
Wow.
So
let me see. I'm putting them away. What does it say?
So number one and through three say because the therapist says so, but the fourth one doesn't. Unable to see something that does exist. That's someone who's blind.
That's negative.
It could be negative.
You're gonna just pick the best question. Just pick the best answer.
Okay.
You're going to have to think.
How about 22?
Let me see if I can find these. Here we go. And I'll look at it. Your first question is about 20, right? I'll see if I can clarify that. Is it 20?
Yes.
Okay. What subject is deeper in hypnosis? Okay. One, unable to open her eyes when the hypnotist says so. So the hypnotist says, you're unable to open your eyes. Okay. Well, I don't need it. Okay. Or two, unable to get up the chair when the hypnotist says so. You're not able to get out of your chair. Okay. Able to see something that does not exist because of a hypnotic suggestion. Unable to see something that does exist. And again, this would be because of suggestion.
Oh, okay. So we should assume that it's there.
Because of a hypnotic suggestion. Okay, 22, was that the other question?
That's just the word.
The word?
Well, no, but to me, anyway, this is my interpretation. Hypnosis can compel someone. That's like, yeah, anything can happen.
What is your question? I'm confused.
I don't understand. I'm confused. Hypnosis can compel someone to tell the truth.
True or false?
That's what I'm asking you. Not for the answer, but I'm saying it's compelling them.
Compel means, in this case...
I know what it means, but okay, in this case...
Well, I don't know what you're asking me, then, if you don't know what I...
Okay, it almost sounds like hypnosis is compelling them to tell the truth.
That's right, true or false.
Okay, well, I didn't understand it that way.
Hypnosis can compel someone to tell the truth. Or true or false.
Or does it compel someone to tell the truth?
Hypnosis can compel someone to tell the truth. Okay, what I mean here is, if someone's in hypnosis, can we use hypnosis to compel someone to tell the truth, which means make them tell the truth. Does that help? Writing exams is hard. Anything else? Okay, take your attention to the... does this look like something you... What?
I'm looking at question 7. 7th path is different because what? Different from what?
All other forms of self-hypnosis. Doesn't this look like something you pull out of your brush in the morning? If you have long hair, I guess. Snag on. Contemplate this. We will be talking about it very soon. Okay. Now, guess what we're going to do today and tomorrow? Now we have practice time, right? 5:30 to 6:30, and then 8 until 9. I'm going to make an adjustment for tomorrow. On exam days, if time permitting, we start one hour later. So practice time will be from 9 until 10 tomorrow, instead of 8 to 9. So we will start 1 hour later tomorrow, because some people have a dreadful time with exams, and it just helps you. That way you have time if you want to look at the exam again in the morning with a clear head, go through it, and change all your answers and get them wrong. Is that okay with you? Instead of coming in at 8, come in at 9?
Okay.
And then you'll practice from 9 to 10, and then I will commence with the lecture at 10. It's okay? Now, for today's practice and tomorrow's practice, you're going to do the Elman-Vanian induction, and then you're going to do hypnoidal. On page 131 of the Level 1 Manual, there's a Stage 1 test. I would like you to begin practicing these so that you can read them and not sound like you're reading them, because you're going to practice every single one of these on each other. But it starts today with, first you do the induction, just like you did before. But before you emerge them, on page 131, it says script for overt depth testing. So you hypnotize them, and then you say, take your attention to your eyelids. As you do, they become tighter. As I count from 1 to 3, they will twitch and tighten.
When I get to three, you will try to open them, but you'll not be able to. One, your eyelids are twitching and tightening and locking down. Two, they're tighter and tighter, locking down, stuck like glue. Three, you try to open them, but you cannot. Try, but you cannot. Try, but you cannot. Good. Stop trying. Go deeper. In a moment, I'm going to count from one to three. When I get to three, open your eyes and emerge from hypnosis. One, two, three. So you read. It's exactly what you've been doing, but we're going to do this condenser in there, okay? Which is also a overt test for hypnoidal. That's your practice tonight. Today here with a partner, and tomorrow morning. Tonight, after you leave with all your spare time, you need to start reading through this and getting comfortable with all of the six overt depth tests. Because over the next few days, what are you going to do? You're going to induce hypnosis. This time tomorrow, you're going to do one and two. You're going to do eye lock, and then you're going to do arm catalepsy on each other. And then what are you going to do the next morning, day after tomorrow morning? You're going to do hypnoidal, stage one. You're going to do arm catalepsy, and then you're going to do the next one, the medium hypnosis or threshold of somnambulism test, which is the anesthesia analgesia test. So it'll just keep going and going. So you're doing all these things just like I did up here. Because as you do this, you're going to build confidence and capability. So start practicing this in your rooms or your homes or wherever you're going to tonight so that you can read it and not sound like you're reading it.
Can we just add this hypnoidal to the rest of the same one?
In a moment, you're going to break into groups. And then you're going to do exactly what you did this morning. You're going to read the Elman-Banyan induction. Then you do the hypnoidal test, the eye lock. And then you emerge them. And then what do? You do the Elman-Banyan test, induction, then you do the eye lock, and then you emerge them. And then you do the Elman-Banyan induction, and then you do the eye lock, and then you emerge them three times. And that means a lot of time for goofing around, chit-chat, drill, drill, drill.
If you let them stay down there for a little bit before you emerge them, it seems polite to let them be there just a minute before you.
Yeah, that's what I care about. This is all about being polite. F, two, three, four, emerge!
I ask because sometimes I feel a little nauseated when I come out.
That's okay. Don't throw up. No, you know, if someone is saying, please emerge me, if you've got someone that puts in a special request like that, then get them till 5. And go a little slower, okay? We don't want anyone to throw up unless it's because of sudden path. Okay? I can be nice, I just don't like it. Good.
Yeah, we come this way.
Begin.
Do you want to work together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love to.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh, one more thing. You guys got the level 2 manual now. Please have it read by tomorrow. Okay, I'm kidding about that, but it wouldn't hurt if you got as far as at least be familiar with through age aggression, or at least skim it.
Let's do it.
Because we're going to start talking about some other stuff.
Do we need to have this book on secret language with us, or can we leave it at home?
You can leave it at home.
Thank you.
Please be familiar with the chapters covering phase 1 and phase 2 of the level 2 manual. So it's not a complete surprise tomorrow. Okay. I'm glad I'm not taking this class. I'd go nuts.
This just one question on your ultra over here.
Yes.
These guys, when you have to come to an awareness, can it be done online?
No, it has to be done in physical person. Here. Because there's actual laying on of the hand transfer.
Would Celeste be able to do that, or do I need to come here?
I don't know if Celeste has had that class or not. I don't remember.
How many days is it?
Oh, I haven't had it. You're talking about the ultimates, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, hurry up.
Well, if you get you can't get your. I got to talk to my guys here online. Okay, we'll go talk to my online guys. Okay, let me talk first to Nancy Garish.
Yes, I'm here.
Any questions, Nancy, about anything covered today?
Tomorrow, the class starts at 10 a.m.
Okay.
I mean,
if you can't,
if I get
ready. Yeah, the lecture that you can be in on starts at 1 hour meeting.
Okay, thank you.
So all you guys that are watching me on the webcam, watching this year, straight, which starts the lecture part 1 hour later. Okay, good. Celeste, do you have any questions for me about anything coming today?
Yes. So they're practicing right now, everything on page 131 of the first manual, and just reading through all these scripts and actually practicing the hypnosis, or practicing all the script work testing.
From what I understand, no. They're going to do the induction, then they're going to do the eye lock, and then just the first thing. And tomorrow morning they're going to do the induction, eye lock. And then tomorrow afternoon, they will start moving through the rest of it. They're not going to go all through.
Yeah. I'm trying to make notes of this, and if you talk really fast, I don't type that fast. Or.
Okay. Listen to me. So. The people in the class, the regular students, are now doing the only banding induction, and after they do the induction, they do the eye lock test. As written out on page 131 in the appendix of the level 1 manual. They're going to do that tomorrow morning, too. And then this time tomorrow, they'll do eye catalogs, arm catalogs. And then we're going to keep adding on every day until they're doing all of them. Are you saying anything, Celeste?
I get it. Thank you.
Okay, so now we have Candace and everything else. We've got the guys, Holly and Greg. We've got some practice partners. You got anybody? Okay. Okay, do you have any questions about the practice? Okay, good. Now, I can't see you guys practicing. So, I should be able to hear them if they talk, right?
They have lots of sticks that I hear.
They have to press the control key to talk?
Right.
All right, well, begin practicing. I'm going to have to press the control key. Is there like a lock button? Okay, this is what I'll do. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So, Greg, why don't you show me, do that, and show me you doing an induction. How many seconds?
So,
okay, you know, Greg, can you hear me?
Not yet.
I think that was really good. I think that there's a few words that you changed here and there, but it's going to be a big problem. I think you pulled off the ILOC test very well without very much previous notice. Sorry, you're not loud enough. Holly, I can't hear you. Stop. Stop. I cannot hear you. I can hear you now, but not when you started your session. Okay.
Thank you.
She doesn't try to open her eyes. And but it's not a very good consensus. I want to make sure she tries. I think you have some questions. All right, any other questions? So tomorrow, first thing, we want you to send us an exam. And also, tomorrow, this time, we need to be ready to do the ARM catalepsy test. So we're going to practice talking and saying that. All right. I'm happy to have you in class. I hope you can do it great. Hello, Candace, it's your turn.
All right, now how do I get the
we click down on the top button and in the down position, move the mouse off to the right or left, and then unclick. So you want to unclick with it out on the button. Try that.
Very slow.
Very slow.
No, but you said. Oh, I like
places. The click with the mouse. On the mouse, just click down, hold it down, and then slide the pointer off the key, off the button, and then release. Okay, so you got the pointer, you put it on the top button, you press down, and while still holding down, drag the pointer off the key, off the top button. Not control key. On the window there, that's if it has my whiteboard on it. Oh, under your video, excuse me. There's a button that says talk. That little squarish rectangular button that says talk. And it has a little picture of a microphone there, right underneath your window. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. The thing is working though, or the window that's showing me?
The window that's showing you. On my computer, it's the banyan board, but on yours, it would be the one underneath your face.
Okay, so the one that has the little square green with the microphone that says talk?
Right, so push down on that. Okay. You can't have a control key on. So you let go of the control key, you press down on the top button, keep it pressed down, and slide the pointer off of the top button.
Okay,
can you
hear me now?
Yes, I can. So, who is your subject there?
This is my 16-year-old daughter, so she's in that ideal age range for hypnosis.
So what is your daughter's name?
I'm sorry. Her name is Hydea.
Hi, Hydea.
Hi.
Thanks for helping out. Yeah. All right. So, Candace, what you're going to do is you're going to do the induction, and then you're going to do the eye lock test. I'm going to squirt that on you, and then the merge, okay?
All right.
Where is she at?
is really, really not right. I think that you're home, you're realizing. And I like the fact that there was a long gap somewhere. But one of the things that I think you want to do is start to go a little bit faster. And especially if you're looking forward, because someone who's 16 years old, their ability to process information is so fast. They're going that slowly. She's already, since she might be thinking about Friday night already. So, if you want to be more at this rate, I think this way, you know, so give your attention to that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
what?
Chairs, anything like that, because this morning they left out all kinds of stuff in the waiting room.
Will I need this or will I not? I do not know. Let's see. Secret language of feelings? I guess I can leave this book here. But I will take my notes.
Am I giving you guys enough to do?
I'm sorry?
Am I giving you enough to do?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I mean, hey, this is what we want. We want to learn.
We don't need sleep.
Yeah, we don't need. We don't need any stinking badges or guns.
That's right.